Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is pleasant. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies and warm temperatures, ideal for a stroll along the beach. Jerusalem is enjoying sunny conditions, while Haifa remains mild with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that Eli Cohen is leading in the Likud primary, with over 50% of the vote counted. Meanwhile, settlers reportedly set fire to Palestinian fields in the West Bank. Also, earlier today, the Jerusalem Post reported no IDF casualties after a Hamas explosive detonated near the yellow line in the Gaza Strip. The IDF deemed this a ceasefire violation by Hamas. Also this hour, Ynet states that Netanyahu and Kushner agree Hamas must disarm before any Gaza reconstruction. Their meeting produced working groups focused on demilitarization and public health. Separately, Axios highlights that Kushner is urging Netanyahu to test Hamas disarmament. Israel remains skeptical about the plan from Trump's Board of Peace. And finally, The Forward reports an attack at the Central Synagogue in Manhattan had no clear link to Mamdani, although he is still being blamed. From X, the latest. Middle East 24 shared minutes ago that Egyptian authorities arrested a shop owner for selling jihadi-themed apparel. This follows legal complaints accusing the vendor of promoting extremism. Balaz News posted earlier today that oil prices have climbed to $91 a barrel. This rise comes after President Trump's demands for financial compensation from Iran and warnings of a prolonged conflict. I24 News English posted recently that the deterioration of Turkish-Israeli relations is worsening. Dr. Hey Eitan Cohen-Yanarokak discussed this on The Rundown. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Eli Cohen's lead in the Likud primary, the Times of Israel notes his current lead comes with more than half of the votes counted. The primary's outcome could significantly influence future party dynamics and leadership roles. Turning to Gaza, the Jerusalem Post reports on the recent ceasefire violation with no IDF casualties. A Hamas explosive detonated near the yellow line earlier today. The IDF warned soldiers to remain vigilant. This incident highlights ongoing tensions despite ceasefire agreements. Meanwhile, in the meeting between Netanyahu and Kushner, as reported by Ynet, both parties emphasize the need for Hamas to disarm before reconstruction efforts in Gaza can begin. This stance indicates a firm Israeli position on security before rebuilding efforts. In related news, Axios reports that Kushner is urging Netanyahu to test Hamas's willingness to disarm. The proposed plan from Trump's Board of Peace faces skepticism from Israel, which questions its viability. This reflects broader challenges in achieving lasting peace in the region. Finally, The Forward's report on the Central Synagogue attack in Manhattan sheds light on ongoing tensions and blame games. Despite no clear connection to Mamdani, he faces accusations, underscoring the complexities of religious and racial tensions in the community. Turning to business and markets. First, Ktech reports that Doe has acquired Israeli startup Attribute for an estimated $65 million. This acquisition aims to enhance real-time spending analytics for AI and cloud resources. Separately, Globes notes a decline in Israel's hotel industry as 1.3 million Israelis traveled abroad in July. This trend highlights challenges for domestic tourism amid high outbound travel. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports a recall for baked candy produced in Turkey. The product's label omitted allergenic ingredients, raising safety concerns. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.